time, I'd like to invite Sam Chua up here. Pastor Sam has just joined us as the senior high pastor for grades 10 to 12, and he's going to be bringing the word today.
Thanks, Mike. Well, good morning, Willingdon Church. It's a real joy for me to be able to be here and to witness so many of our young people confessing Jesus Christ as their Lord and their Savior and passing through the waters of baptism. As Mike said, my name is Sam, and I serve here with the grade 10 to grade 12s as the impact pastor as part of the student ministries team. It's actually a very special thing for me to be able to be here and to speak at this youth service. For just less than a decade ago, I too stood alongside the other youth at Willingdon and was baptized here. You know, it's a great joy to be able to serve as a pastor and a shepherd to the Lord's people, but it is an even greater joy to be able to serve as a pastor and shepherd amongst your own family. I use the word family to describe us here at Willingdon Church because that is the language of the Bible. It says, to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to be called the sons and daughters of God. And this bond that we share is so great and thick that neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, nor things present nor things to come may ever sever us from the love of Jesus Christ. We are of a royal lineage, and our family tree counts all of those who have walked by faith and not by sight, from those spiritual mentors who taught us the elementary doctrines of the faith to Abraham, the great man of faith, and beyond. Our family tree is great, and there is no brotherhood that can compare to the family of the living God that is innumerable as the stars of the sky and uncountable as the sands of the sea. I do not know the backgrounds of the people in this room, but I am certain that among us today are those who come from very large families, and there are those here who come from families that are very small. I know also today here that there are those who account their family to be one of their greatest earthly joys, and that there are others here who for the thought of family brings only grief and pain. But no matter what our background is or our walk in life, Christ has given to all members of his family the same command. As the hard-working farmer labors to plant his crop, so too are we as Christians commanded to sow and plant seeds for our Lord. To all of us who confess Jesus Christ with our hearts and with our mouths, he has charged us to raise up spiritual children in the faith. Go, says Christ, go and make disciples of all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teach them to observe all that I have commanded, and surely I am with you even to the very end of the age. And this we do not alone, but together. For as a body has many parts, so too does the body of Christ have many parts. There are those whose eyes watch for the wolves that would devour the Lord's sheep, and there are those whose feet are beautiful and have traveled with the gospel of peace in their wake. There are those whose hands are worn from years of serving the needs of saints, and there are others here whose mouths thunder with the words of God. All are indispensable, and no one may say, and no I may say to the hand, I have no need of you, for the Lord has composed his body this way. Now I do not know the gifts that the Lord has given you, but I do know this, that the Lord has given us gifts for the upbuilding of his body, and the Lord would have us use these gifts in the training and the raising up of a faithful generation of Christians. Do not neglect meeting together as is the habit of some, but all the more as you see the day drawing near. Stir up one another to love and good works. Encourage one another. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another. Sing psalms and make hymns to the Lord. Brothers and sisters, our Master has called us to be fishers of men. And as the Apostle Paul poured out his life into his beloved disciple Timothy, so too are we as Christians commanded to pour out our lives into spiritual sons and daughters. For if we are not diligent to proclaim Christ, then there will arise after us a generation that does not know the Lord and will not walk by faith. If you are a parent here, And the Lord has given you a great task and a great blessing indeed. For your children are a heritage from the Lord, and they are like arrows in the hands of a warrior. And it is you who have the privilege of having spiritual sons and daughters that come from your very own line. Being a father or mother is hard work, and so is training children in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. And yet Deuteronomy commands, teach them, bind the Lord's commandments on their hand, bring it to remembrance, speak of them often, answer their questions. Train up a child in the way that he should go. When he is old, he shall not depart from it. And burned into my earliest memories are the stories of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, of those who stopped the mouths of lions and those who quenched the power of fire. And these stories I learned on my parents' knee as they taught me, and my heart was kindled and warmed towards the things of Christ at a young age. To you, fathers, who labor in this world under Adam's curse and bear on your shoulders the headship of the households that Christ has entrusted to you, how I pray that your hearts would burn with a passion for the things of the living God, that the things of God would fill your heart, and that the sparks from the furnace of your heart would ignite the tinder that rests in your children's minds. And to you, dear mothers here who bear the curse of pain in childbearing, how I would pray for you that the faith that dwells in you will be passed on to your children as they marvel at the imperishable beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit that adorns you and is precious in the sight of God. It is a privilege to receive the gift of a child that our Lord has wonderfully knit together in his mother's womb. And though we contribute our DNA, it is the Lord who gives life. Children are from the Lord, and his they shall always remain. And it is a great charge that the Lord has given to us as Christian families to be exemplary disciples and evangelists in our own homes. I serve here as part of the student ministries team at Wellington Church, but we shall never replace the Christian family, nor is that our goal. And though we pray and urge our students to walk as Christ walked, we shall never match the countless number of fathers and mothers who bring their children before an almighty God and exhort them to walk in his commands day and night. We are the servants of the Lord, and we are here to equip the saints for the work of ministry, to fight alongside you, you who are waging war for the souls of your children. Today is a special day for me. For exactly 7 months ago, my wife Esther and I were told that we were pregnant. And for 1 week, we had the joy of laughing at other children and wondering if our child would grow up to be like them. But at the end of the week, we began to have complications. And though we pleaded with the Lord for the life of our child, the Lord saw it fit to take that child. How sharp the edge of grief feels when you have lost something dear to you. What is there that can compare to the gift of a child? What is there that can compare to the loss of one? Of all the things that we consider valuable in this earth, are not children the most valuable of all our earthly possessions? And yet over life and death, we have no ultimate control, for these things belong to him who sits on heaven's throne. Today, my hands might have held a little child for the first time, but the Lord saw in his wisdom that this was not to be so. And though at that time I could not see his purposes, I cannot help but be amazed now as I see what he has done. And though we do not hold a baby, the Lord has entrusted to us something great here. A great number of Willingdon youth to our care. The Lord takes away, but oh, how he gives back. I do not know where the Lord's hand has led you today, you who sit in the pews here at Willingdon. Perhaps your life right now is described as that of green pastures and still waters. Or perhaps right now instead, your hope is dim and you walk through the valley of the shadow of death. And the valley feels very deep and the shadow is so dark and cold. But wherever you are, your Lord is with you. His rod and his staff shall comfort you. To you, Christians, he has given a great commission to make disciples of all nations, and he shall never leave you or forsake you. And though he shall command you to walk on stormy seas, you shall not sink, for your Lord is with you. Do you work alongside those who do not know the name of Jesus Christ? Christ says to us that I have sheep that are not of this fold. And it is our duty to seek them out and to bring them in, to plead with our master for their souls. Has the Lord entrusted to you a family? Then labor over those who are under your care. Let the name of Christ be the name to which our children rise to, and let the name of Christ be our last thought before we go to sleep. Let the name of Christ and his word be our most cherished and daily devotional. And let the name of Christ be our subject of conversation as we go about our way in this world, as we meditate on him day and night. And if you are a young man or a young woman here today, then invest your life in the things of eternity. Join us, whether it be in children's or in student ministries or in any other area of the church. Do not love the things of this world, but count all the treasures of Egypt lost compared to the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus as your Lord and your Savior. Store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, and may it be that your gold and silver not be used on the perishable things of this world, which are corrupted by moth and dust, but store up great treasure for yourself in heaven, and reap the fields that our master has commanded us to harvest. They are ripe, and the laborers are few. And to you here who have walked with Christ already for many years and wear the gray-haired crowns of glory, my prayer for you is that this last season of your life would result in the passing on of your faith to many others. And though our labors may be hard and we may be rejected by our own kin, Christ has promised us that no one who has left mother or father or brother or sister or any earthly wealth in this life will not be rewarded more than 100-fold in this life and eternal life in the time to come. I would pray for us that the song on our lips will be that of the ancient Israelites, so that when our watching world and young people ask of us, what does this mean? These testimonies and the rules that the Lord our God has commanded us. And then we shall say, child, we too were once slaves, not in the land of Egypt, but to a far crueler master of sin. We were in shackles to the ruler of this world and destined to suffer the wrath of God for an eternity. But the Lord brought us out with a mighty hand. And at the cross of Jesus Christ, he disarmed the rulers and the authorities and the powers of this world and loosed us from sin's curse. He broke us from the shackles of death, and its sting is no more. He called us out of the darkness and into his marvelous light to proclaim the excellencies of him who calls. And he has commanded us to love his decrees and to fear the Lord our God and to walk with him and pick up our crosses and deny ourselves and follow him the rest of the days of our lives. And this we will bring to our remembrance time and time again as we remember the old, old story of the Lamb who was slain for us on Calvary's cross. We will sing of the amazing grace that saves wretches like us, that we who were once blind now may see. And when our work on this earth here is done and the death dew lies cold on our brows, and we are gathered to our people and join the great company of the redeemed that stands before the white throne from every tribe, tongue, and nation, and we see the saints of old who witnessed to our spiritual mentors and the faithful loved ones who have gone before us, then I will see the child that I never knew, who lived not in our sin-cursed world, but in the shining land that belongs to the King of Kings. And then I will see him who was ever with me, and I will know him though I have never seen him, for he has lived inside of me. And I will put my fingers into his nail-scarred hands and fall on my knees and worship and say as Thomas did, my Lord and my God. Brothers and sisters, Let us long for our heavenly home. And wherever the gospel of Jesus Christ may take us, whether it be to the ends of the earth or alongside one another here at Willingdon Church, let us serve our Master diligently. And though we may be parted temporarily, let us remember that we will one day meet again as we walk together the streets of gold and drink together from the crystal clear waters of the river of life. And when our work here is done, may we hear our Lord speak to us, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter now into the joy of your master." Stand with me for closing prayer. God, you are God. We have no good apart from you. You dwell in heaven, and you do all that you please. Teach us, O Lord, to walk in your ways and to love you with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Forgive us our sins, Lord, and as we go, may we live lives which are worthy of the gospel of Christ, and may we live as people who have freedom in Jesus Christ. Let us not care for the things of this world, but let us invest our lives in the things of eternity. And I pray, Father, that our joy may be complete. Would you fill us with this joy as we go? And until the day that you come again, may we be diligent. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. The Lord bless you. You are dismissed.